I study with people, have lunch with people, and they always, last week I had lunch. Actually, recently, I'll tell you one guy, Jack Shevlin, I had lunch with him last week, which I always says, everyone hears what they want to hear. In a nice way he said that. And it's true, like, all of us, like, there's a sheer, like, when we do things or it doesn't affect us, that's great. When it's to the core, it's not easy. I'm not saying I'll convince you tonight, but maybe we'll make you think, I never know. Sure. Now, the truth is, I did Milan Malka last week, or 2 weeks ago. Last week we had, and I did this now because it was the end before Pesach, and I thought these were geschmack, and they're important, and like a few people told me after the Shal, the Milan Malka, should they really have a new appreciation for Milan Malka, for the Inyanim. So, Shal Shudis is something we do all the time. Really super duper important. So the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara is in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 117b. Okay. Tell me what Shal Shudis is. Shal Shudis is Suda Shishit.
Suda Shishit.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Is there any more Shabbases here?" Issue in there. Give it to me.
Thank you very much.
Nachum Shomer is. Kuf Yitzamim Beis in the bottom.
That's
not it. It's going to be
four.
Yeah. I want to start. Zayin. Kuf Yitzamim. 117 Beis.
On the Beis?
On the Beis on the bottom. Way but there you go. Says the Braisa. Tan Rabbanar Sa'i just told us, Kamas Sudas Chai Vadun Lechol B'Shabbos. How many Sudas is a person? What's the word over here? What's the operative word? Chayav. Operative mean what's the main word over here? Chayav?
Must.
Anyone argue on must? Chayav. Tan Rabbanar Kamas Sudas Chai B'Shabbos. Shalosh. Rabbi Chirka says, three is not enough, four. Rabbi Chirka is a student of Rabbi Akiva. He's one of the lesser known students of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Chirka says four. Omer Rabbi Yoichanan says Rabbi Yoichan, Mishneam, the machlokes between the Tanakama, which is the and Rabbi Chirka, is based on how they learn the following pasuk. The Mikro Echad Darshu, V'yom Moshe, Achluhu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom, LaHashem. Hayom lom tod timsu besada, right? So Rabbi, the pasuk says, "Rabbi Moshe, this is talking about the mon, right?" It says, "Eat it today, right? Don't leave over the extra lalecha mishnah eat on Shabbos, because you won't find on Friday they had two portions." He said, "Eat it on Shabbos. You're not going to find an extra. No mon's coming out on Shabbos day." Okay. Rabbi Chidcha Savar, Hanitlasa Hayom. Rabbi Chirka says in this pasuk it says Hayom three times. Hayom three times. It tells you there are three meals besides the night meal. So during the day you have three meals. Three meals during the day and one meal at Friday night, Shabbos to the Friday night. And the Hayom three times. And why is he saying that? Vashtate Hayom. Yom means Yom. It means the nighttime. Says Rabbi Chirka. Hayom means in the day. Rabbanon Savrei, no, it doesn't literally mean the day. It means the day of Shabbos. Bahade orta. The Gemara will approve, like, the Rabban. Parenthetically, there are some pious Jews that have what's called a small light meal called a Suda of Rabbi Chidka to get his Shita as well. Now, some people say, if you have Kiddush, I don't have a Kiddush club, but Kiddush, it's like the Suda Rabbi Chidka. Right, not like a Kiddush club, you'd have to actually eat something, a mezainis, something like that. Well, if you're making a Kiddush club, you'd have, but not that that's at all a chiv, not that it's all an obligation. I'll call upon him. What's important for us is that the Gemara says there's an obligation, a chiv, to eat three meals. The only question is there Rabbi Chirka holds an obligation to eat four meals? That's what the Gemara says. It's an often a Gemara. Chayiv, it's a Gemara based on a Braisa, that a person is obligated to eat three meals during the day. The Ber Halacha and Reish Samach Gimel. Now this Ber Halacha is a very interesting Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha is talking about What do you do if a person's impoverished? You have to give to a pauper, to an ani. What do you have to? How much do you have to give him for on Shabbos? What do you need to give them for? How much? You know, the Gemara says you shouldn't take what you don't need. Yeah, you only take what you need. You don't take to take tzedakah or even to be a whether it's for the taker or if it's for the giver. What are you obligated to give him for the giver? If you can, if you have the capacity to give. And what do you take if you're the taker? So, in the middle of this Berlacha, which discusses what about the Neiris of Hanukkah, what about everything else, it brings a discussion. I'm going to jump in because it's really technical and it goes back and forth. First it says that maybe by Shal Shudis, you can make Shabbat Chavot Starach Lebrius. Don't go ahead and do this. And then he says, means for Shal Shudis, don't take Tzedakah. Don't take Tzedakah. Of course you should have it. But you can have maybe light foods. Don't take Tzedakah for Shal Shudis. Then he says, V'isi v'derech ha-chaim. He says, no, the pas k'dei shiviyah, eating pas for all three meals is more important than even getting money for the Chanukah, than Shabbos lights, than Halakas Neiros. When he divar of Nevom, that he holds a pas of the three meals is diraisa, to eat Shalosh Shudis is din diraisa. So according to the Derech Chaim, Shalosh Shudis is din diraisa, and even to wash, by the way, din diraisa. Then he says that no, most opinions hold that it is only an asmachta. And this pasuk is not literal, because it's a pasuk by Mun. It's only a smachta, and really it's rabbinic. It's a braisa, learning from a pasuk. It's rabbinic, and then therefore it talks out, it goes back into the detail about whether you should take, a poor person should take money for Shal Shudis, and whether a wealthy person has to give the poor person. What's important for us is it's clear there's a Gemara, a braisa, really, which is braisa is taniyirik. The braisa says it's a chiyuv. That Ber Halacha quotes a machlokes. One opinion or two opinions holds deraisa. Most opinions hold it's a derabanan, and the fact that it learns a pasuk is only an asmachta. An asmachta means just, you know,
something to
saimecha. Right. It means it's more serious. Now, lest you think it's not such a big deal, says the Aruch HaShulchan. You know where the Aruch HaShulchan is from? You know where it's from? You know where Russia is? White Russia. Belarusia. How do you say Belarusia?
White Russia.
Navardic. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Tzadi Aleph. Now you may think it's only Dirabanan, maybe it's only a smachta. It says, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Ravi Zar Me'oit. It doesn't, you know, the, oh, you should know, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav of Ashtat. He was, you know, the Rav Moshe, Ruin Feinstein, I've heard in sizes. When there's a machlekes Aruch HaShulchan and Chavetz Chaim, he pachs like the Aruch HaShulchan. That's not the typical psak. But Rav Moshe held that Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav, and he had a lot of practical experience in dealing with people all the time. You know, so Rav Moshe often paskins like the Aruch HaShulchan. But so in the Aruch HaShulchan, was often very lenient. Yeah, he's not lenient. He says, Zar Me'oye, be very careful. Like Chaim Sudha Shlishis, and we'll get to this Gemara shortly, for Amru Chazal, our sages tell us, the Kol Mekayim to the Gimel, Nitzel Mishalosh Pernes, is saved from three types of travails. Chevel Shel Mashiach, the travails of Mashiach, the pre-Messianic era. Midina Shel Gehenim, this is pretty serious stuff, by the way. You show me a Gemara that says this by other things. Show me a Gemara that says that you'll be saved from Chevel Mashiach, Dina Shel Gehenim, and Mechamas Gogol Magog. Find me a Gemara, by the way. I challenge you that you say these three things. You think that the Gemara uses these superlatives often? It doesn't exist. The Amar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Yechalki imakami gimel sudas, that my portion should be with those who do gimel sudas b'Shabbos v'halavosh kashav. Now this is like the Derech HaChaim, that Shal Shudis is min haTorah. Kedechsev, it's a pasuk, not in Navi, not in Ksuvim. The pasuk we saw is a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Tes Zayin, by the Mon. Okay, so it says a pasuk. The Levush says, "Mikom Makom, Maybe it's like the Ber Halacha said, it's not mamish minatar. It's only a smachta. Mikol makom. Listen to what he says now. Vaday mitzat a rabbinic thing later on. He says no. He says the lashon vaday mitakanis Moshe Rabbeinu hem. She can. It's from takanis. If it said it's from takanis Moshe Rabbeinu, she can kibol misinai, and you should know the three meals on Shabbos. Omerazmin. If you look at some of the Birkas, the benchers, the Birkas Mason, they'll actually say this by the beginnings of these meals. The Chassidim are very careful to say this. It's Kenega the Gimel Ovis, right? Or Negator Nevim Ksivim. So actually, they'll say the first meal of Friday meals for Torah and Amidino. Second meal Yitzchak and right. Third is Chus Yankiv Avinu Yaakov Avinu. It's in the day of a Tefillah. You look at some of the benchers. They'll say it's for the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. And there's lots of Torah. We're not doing Torah. We're doing the sugya right now, but there's lots of Torah. Why the first meal is Avram, the second meal is Yitzhak, the third meal is Yaakov. If you don't know the Torah, you can look it up, or you can, you know, think about it. It's interesting stuff. There's Torahs on this. Uvishan Shenisam Haman, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, listen to this, when they got the man, they got three Sudas. He says, this machlekes, such a tiny sachiv, Hayom is really telling you how much food they got for that Shabbos, because they lived by the day in the Midbar. Right? They had mun. So what did Hashem give them food for Shalosh Shudas? Did they give them, like Rabbi Chilcha said, three meals on Shabbos? When they're learning that pasuk, they're understanding how much mun they got on Friday for Shabbos. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, they have given Shudas, and he says it's even a mechilta that says that they were given food for Shalosh Shudas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was giving them the mun. He didn't give them a chumash for Shalosh Shudas. He didn't give them a gemara for Shalosh Shudas. He didn't give them matzah for a full for Shalosh Shudas. Hope not. Kain Shehevia Tor. The Tor says, look at this. I'm telling you that Aruch HaShulchan is like a litvak. He doesn't like, not into like, you know, sometimes we chasidish asvaram, they're into all inyanim. You know what inyanim are? Like, inyanim, yeah. Like holy things.
Issues.
Not issues. It's more like Kedusha type things, which is good. I'm not, but you have to know what halacha is, and you gotta know what inyanim are. Aruch HaShulchan's a halachic sefer. It's not talking about other things. The Ben Ish Chai brings inyanim down very often, right? That's how he functions.
Kabbalah.
What? Kabbalah, skulas. It's right. And he says, this in his words, Vidvarim Gedoilim, Vinayraim, great and awesome things are Tzluyim. The Gimel Sudas Elo. And Muvor Mazar. And see the Zahar that embellishes how important Shalosh Shudas is. What's the source of this Aruch HaShulchan? It's the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Look at the Gemara over here. The Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. This is on 118a. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the bottom. Really 10 at the end of the line. Amar Rishon and Pazi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Who is Bar Kapara's Rabbi? Please tell me. Who is Bar Kapara's Rabbi? Bar Kapara.
Rabbi?
Psh, mamish. From that backfield, he hits a home run. Unbelievable. Right? Rabbi! Rabbi, he's a Talmud. Bar Kapara. So he says that Bar Kapara. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Seudas B'Shabbos. Anyone who is a Mekayim, who fulfills Shalosh Seudas B'Shabbos, Nitzal Mishalosh Paranis, will be saved from three travails. Mechavel Shom Asriach, Dinah Shal Gehenim, Mechal Meskol Gog Magog. Right? This is serious. I used to speak to some good Gedolim. They always tell me, you know, the difference is, do you believe what Chazal said or not? Chazal's telling you, if I told you, you'd be safe from a stock market law. You know, you do this, you're guaranteed you won't be fired from your job. You know, you'd be people who'd be in line on Shalosh Shudas out the door. You'd be a pashut. You know, a job. This is Dinah Shel Gehenim. You know, you don't know, and I don't know this. You know why I don't know? We can't imagine. We know a little bit. We know a snippet. Ksat, you know, ksat. What Dinah Shel Gehenim is? Whatever it means, it means at some level you have a schos over here. This is half of the fellow. Mechalul Shemesiach. How do you say it? So the Gemara learns it. We don't need to know. Gemara has drushas to learn out from Psukim and Hayom for these three things that it's learned out. Then the Gemara says, and Amid Beis, and Kufil Ches Amid Beis. This is the Y lines. It's the middle of Kufil Ches Amid Beis. Now the Gemara then talks about Onik Shabbos, how important it is to enjoy Shabbos. I mean, to eat good foods, enjoy, if you're married with your wife, you know, she's tar, enjoy your clothes, have proper lighting in your house, you know, enjoy Shabbos, have a geschmack on Shabbos, right? You know, so the Gemara then after talks about all of this, talks about other schosim, and then it says in 1, 2, 3 lines, Omer Rabbi Yossi, I like the ring, by the way. I don't like it that much.
Yes.
Not after you're stuck in time. One time was a nice little wake-up call if someone was falling asleep over here, you know. Yeah, wake him up for here to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi, who's a Rabbi Yossi a student of? My son Yosef Meir, you can ask him if you see him. I make him memorize all. Can you imagine he learns Mishnah something after me? I make him memorize all these people. He's a student of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. Star Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. He's a student of Rabbi Akiva. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, student of Rabbi Akiva. You know, Yechelki, my chelik is to be me'oichli shalash shuris b'shabas. I should be amongst those who eat shalash shuris b'shabas. That's a great thing to be. You're a student of Rabbi Akiva. You know what a Tano of Rabbi Yosef? You know how many times Rabbi Yosef is in Mishnayis? My chelik should be that. I'll get to it also, because then the Gemara says afterwards, this is on the bottom of Kufir Chesed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Omer Rabbi, talking about Milo's over here, it's Omer of Nachman. Right? So Rav Nachman says, Tasily, here is a schus, to Kayam to Gimel Suris B'Shabbos. That fulfilled Gimel Suris B'Shabbos. And that Mefarshim wonder, if Shalosh Shuris is a chiyuv, if it's an obligation. What's Rav Nachman saying? I should get this merit. I kept Shal Shuris. I should get a merit. I said a bracha before I washed our bread. I should get a merit. I put in tefillin this morning. What's the merit? It's a chiv. So I saw, there's probably more tiritzim. I saw 3 tiritzim. Tosfos in Bechoris, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, Dibur Hamechos Shema, says, should have written the language. That even though it was a chiv, lo nizhar mishal shuris. In his generation, people were not careful. Imagine of Nachman. Nachman was a generation of sheishes, of rabbah. And even then, people were not careful. So it's a merit. It's Rabbeinu Tam there, by the way. It's Rabbeinu Tam Bucheris. He's the one who says that. People weren't careful. The Yitzhar, you see what the Yitzharas are. I knew a tzaddik of a Jew who said he always said korbanis by mincha. I'm saying this is why they do it, but he said because he says you see that people aren't careful about it. So he said, where do you see this? That there's an Indian that people don't do. You know that, you know, sometimes it's the Yitzhar doesn't want you to do certain things in life. Okay, so he says so the Tosfos brings down a bit of time says over there. Then do it. The chidah in Pesach Hanayim on over here in the back. The chidah says no way. You can't for Shaitasis. You tell me the generation of Nachman people weren't careful on Shalosh Shuris. So the chidah says, and I don't think I think really it's a tight shop in Rav Nachman. I think that Tosfos could be saying the same thing. That in Rav Nachman generation people weren't washing. They didn't have cookies, they didn't have cake, but he washed. And even people were doing a light Shalosh Shuris, he was careful to wash. So I think Tosfos could be saying the same thing. I don't think it's Seis or Tosfos. And finally, I saw the Chassam Sefer, son of Rashiva Pressburg in Bratislava after him. So he said that Rav Nachman says, tastily that I did Shalosh Shuris. Didn't do it for the food. I did it for the mitzvah. He says that it's the form Tzor Agra. It's going to the mitzvah. Now, in Amachad, we have Taka Nice Shalosh Shuris. When I grew up, Beth Israel Miami Beach, you know that those canned gefilte fish? You know how much of a serious nefesh you have to have canned gefilte fish? Do you have no idea that I can't get filleted fish? I'm still traumatized to this day from that can't get filleted fish. And these rolls that were like crunchy. You had crunchy rolls and canned gefilte fish. That was Shalosh Shittos. Now that's Mesiris Nefesh. But, sort of Nachman says that Ksav Sefer, it wasn't about the food. It was about eating it for the right reason. You know why, though? The Kaf HaChayim explains why this is. What's the big deal about Shalosh Shittos? Everyone knows who the Kaf HaChayim was? You know who the Kaf HaChayim was. Who's the Kaf HaChayim?
For a G?
No. It's Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer. He was a student of a student of the Ben Ishchai.
So he was the student of the Kaf
HaChayim? Pelagius? No. Pelagius was before him. Kaf HaChayim died in 1939. Pelagius was dancing with Malachim and Shemayim way before that. But the Kaf HaChayim was a student of the Ben Ishchai. He provided quotes all the time. His Rebbe was a student of the Kaf HaChayim. So Kaf HaChayim is like this. What's the big deal about Shalosh Shittos? I mean, these type of things, I challenge anyone here. If you want to appreciate Shalosh Shittos, find me such promises by doing a mitzvah which may not be deraisa. It's machlokes if it's deraisa. It's for sure an obligation. There is no leis man de pulik. That's an obligation. Leis man de pulik. That's an obligation. Says the Kaf HaChayim. Batam shekasev ye zarmoid. But so the Machaber said, be very careful about Shalosh Shittos. So why should be so careful? The fee. I'm not skipping anything. The fee. Shebeshachris morning time. You're hungry after davening. Have I speak? Oh, right. a long speech. You finish davening, you get home, you're hungry! You smell the chalent. Shmacka chalent! You waste some kugels, right? You have the real gefilte fish, you don't have that canned stuff, or you have some salmon, whatever you have over at home, you have Moroccan salmon ever.
Only Moroccan fish, we don't eat.
Only Moroccan fish. You have to teach your wife, she's Ashkenazi, you gotta give her some tips. She's good, right?
She can teach Moroccan.
She teach Moroccan, it's okay. So you're hungry. You got home. You're in a muti. Everyone likes eating Shabbos lunch. Who doesn't like eating Shabbos lunch? Geschmack. You wait. Friday you're salivating. You want to have a good meal on Shabbos. They told me that you don't gain weight. I don't believe that. So you're hungry. You enjoy. You have all kinds of foods and 15 desserts and a Viennese table. And you have. And some people are very, very careful. Have. Mea brachas. They have all kinds of brachas. There's Sfarim do that, especially nuts and this. Blah, blah, blah. Get all the brachas until you're fill, until you loosen the belt. You take a nap. You're satiated. You have some schnapps, mastama, some mashke. The shegi is man gimel. You're still full from Shalosh Shittos, especially in the winter. By the way, especially in the winter. You finish the meals. You're sitting there schmoozing. And whenever you're at this is a rule. If you don't want to gain weight on Shabbos, don't sit at the table all along. Because if you're at the Shabbos table, you eat. No matter what happens. Sing Zmiris, eat again. Whenever you're at a table, you're going to eat. It's like almost habitual. There's a table of food. Or take the food off the table. But if you're at the food on the table, you're going to nosh. You can wait to finish it. You're stuffed. So Shalosh Shittos comes. You're still you're so hungry. That's why it says Yaz here. Be careful. Zayir, be careful. She ain't a barisho. Don't go ahead and fill yourself up. Think ahead. Advance planning. I know somebody. Actually, I feel bad for this. This person does not live here. This person lives in New York. And they've asked me Shalos over the years. They are so meshuga about budget. I feel bad for the spouse. It's just so crazy. It's like they have tension over every $15. It's because it's like a budget, but you know what? The guy can never eat Shalosh Shittos. He can budget like crazy, but he can't budget his diet. Something budget my money. But if you want to have money, you gotta budget. You gotta think ahead. You gotta make sure there's room for Shalosh Shittos. Guess what? It's not a sneak attack. It's coming in the afternoon. You gotta leave room for it, he says. Yizayir, be careful to leave room. Don't eat everything at the It's unbelievable. I got the Shalosh Shabbos, people told me, I can't eat. I'm full. What are you telling me that? Tell them to Hashem. What do you, you didn't know you could eat Shalosh Shabbos? Can somebody explain this to me? Honestly. Why, if you know the Shalosh Shabbos, if you hold it halachically not compelling, maybe it isn't. We'll see what it is. But you can't eat. Who's the one who caused that? I mean, where does that come from?
You have to eat Shabbos lunch.
No, but these armies, you have to plan, advance planning.
Yetzirah.
Yeah, I'm saying you have to advance planning. It doesn't mean you can have plenty of good foods. We can leave room for Shalosh Shabbos. It's not. Trust me, how do I know? Because people do it. I know from my own personal experience, I can stuff myself, or I can, you know, I'm also into eating Shabbos. I don't eat certain foods only on Shabbos, but you have to advance plan. That's what he's saying. Then he says, you know why you need Zahiris? And you know why Shalosh Shabbos is so important? Because this meal shows that all your meals are for the right reason. The Ikra Achil Davar Yom Yom, we always eat one big meal a day, especially in those days. I said, you know, I eat two meals a day, one in the morning, one at night. So if you're eating two meals during the day, that second meal is only the Kavod Shabbos. In fact, if you look at the benches and they say for Shalosh Shabbos, it says that this is showing that this meal is the Kavod Shabbos very often. And some of them had a Nusach, and it's a Tikkun. It's Misakin, it's a rectification for all the meals during the week. Because it's a meal completely L'Shem Shamayim. You wouldn't normally eat under this meal, but you're eating it far Shabbos. This is, you're talking about Shabbos? Ilacha Kavod Shabbos Gadol Mezayis. This is the greatest of Kavod Shabbos, the Shalosh Shabbos. Right? This is what Kavod Chaim says. Because usually you eat once a day. But they give a Megadol Kavod Shabbos. You're showing Kavod Shabbos. Lots of spos, Suda Mechudeshes, to have a Suda special. V'hizer L'Kaima, and he says, if you do careful, like that, that's like the nusach in these benchers, you get reward for your suda at night and the day. Kilo asam, that's showing that all of your meals were for the sake of heaven, not because you like, you know, tricolor kugel or potato kugel, or you like a meaty chillant or a good shmaka beer, but because it's Shabbos, I mean, you should eat all things you like, you know, within moderation.
I heard that's why they call it shalosh.
Right. That's the part. That's right. That's the Ashkenazi part. I want it to be universal. I want it to include Shiran and Hill over here. You know,
so, is there anyone that's Meikel
here? What are you chopping? You're the patience. You're looking for a Limud Schos. Maybe. I don't know yet. Ach. Yeah. By the way, you know, we have a legal case. You got to present your case, right?
Okay.
It's not so simple as anyone Meikel. Yeah.
Real quick, I've just been wondering this. On your last point, in the time of the Tanayim, where they weren't Makhdim on this,
no, the time of Amorai, Rav Nachman's
Amorai. Sorry. Could it have been,
according to Tosfos.
Could it have been a historical just issue? They didn't have food the way we do? They just
Tosfos doesn't say what it is. but again, the Chiddush Kasha makes a lot of sense. It's very schwer to say they literally weren't Makbid. They weren't Makbid to wash, or something. Or it was, you know, what does it mean? I don't know if I think it was the Marayim who were in Makbid. I think it was just the people around Makbid. Rav Nachman, I think I saw something. Rav Nachman is trying to be an example to them. Like, I remember Rav Victor Miller. Oh, anybody heard of Rav Victor Miller? Everyone knows who he was. Rav Victor Miller, actually. So he's to call it with my Shver as a Rebbe at one point. He's a rabbi in the same community as my wife's grandfather. So Rav Victor Miller said in the 1950s in New York, most Jews did not shake a lulav at all. So he used to go on the train with a lulav and esrog, so people would see a lulav and esrog. He would carry, means he didn't need to take the lulav and esrog around, but he would go with a lulav and esrog, so people should see the lulav and esrog. Specifically, he would carry a lulav and esrog around on the street, so people should see him. Now, he wasn't talking about, you know, New York in the 1950s, in Brooklyn, where he was, East Flatbush was all European immigrants, so like, but they were the lost generation, right? So they came from Shtatlach and these kind of places. They had to work on Shabbos, but they knew better than these things. But they gave up in America. You know, their children, their grandchildren today, are many of them are no longer Jews, you know, because of that reality. Rachman al-Islan, or they're much farther than their grandparents were. Rabbi Noach Weinberg always said, if you could have got people 40, 50 years ago, it would have been a million times easier than today. You know, they were so much closer. That generation was so much closer. They knew what a Lulav and Esrog was. My wife, this is crazy. We have a doctor, so I was met her a few times for lunch recently to talk about this. She's a girl, is married to a Jew, sends her kids to Kehillah, right? She might give her shalachmanas. She never heard of shalachmanas in her whole life. She never heard of shalachmanas. Can you imagine? She never heard of mishlech. You know, she was not, you know, she's a brilliant lady. I mean, those things people know. So what I understand of Nachman is he was trying to tell people, look, you know, even Tosfos, look at me. This is what you should be doing. You know, and people were weak in it, so you strengthen it. Like sometimes, you know, people do things. And once in a while, I'll do something just to, not that I'm whatever, you know, just to remind people this is important things to do. You know, like, yeah, it's so that's what it is. It's hard, most likely. Okay. So Kavachaim says that this meal shows that all other meals are the right thing. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole simen, Reish Tzadi Aleph, 291 in Hilchos Shabbos, on Shal Shabbos. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? This is the language of Shulchan Aruch. Does he paskin? How does he paskin? Is it an obligation? Says Rabbi Karo, Yezara, if anyone wants to see Chelek Gimel, there's a few Chelek Gimels there, free of charge. Reish Tzadi Aleph. We look at a couple of things here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, Yezar Me'oid, L'Kayim Suda Shlishis.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said it three times. Reish Tzadi Aleph. 291. Yezar Me'oid, L'Kayim Suda Shlishis. Be very careful, says Rabbi Karo, to do Shal Shabbos. The Af, listen to his language. Imu Soveyo, Yachol Kansi. Even though you're full, you can still fulfill Shal Shabbos. The Kabetza, don't eat more than a Kabetza. If you mamish can't eat, you're not obligated to afflict yourself. But then he says, "V'chacham it's a mechaber." It's a mechaber. It's an offer to Shulchan Aruch. V'chacham ain't a bereisho. Have your v'chacham eyes in the head. Advanced planning. You know, like people they want to buy a house. They wake up. They don't save money. What do you think is going to happen? People want to marry their kids. People want to go ahead, you know, and buy things. You know, what are you going to do? You got an advanced plan. You know, like everything in life, you want to do mitzvahs correctly. You got an advanced plan. V'chacham ein bereisho. Shelo yemale. No, this is a mitzvah lefarsim. This mechaber. Don't stuff yourself in the morning. Don't stuff. Shelo yemale. Vitnu b'tzus habakur kadei litemachos shashash. You should be able to eat. And then he says, very importantly, which is not our sugya, but I'm going to mention it, in Ramah, Umishal Akal Balal Shas, for whatever reason you need Friday night, some people have a flu, people have a stomach virus, can't eat mash, stomach virus, they're potty, you can't, what are you going to do, you know? Sometimes your wife is giving birth, excuse me, you know, I'll be back in a little bit, I'm going to go wash, you know, like, I think she'll say, it's mash, you can drive on Shabbos to the hospital, you're going to go wash. So that reason, you didn't wash at night, you got to wash three times a day. You didn't do it at night, three times a day. Then you do three meals a day. That's he's coining the rush for that. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, which I wanted to say, in Gimel, Enochayev, the Suda Lo'inig Nitnavalotzar. If you're literally stuffed, this is why you have to be prepared, you don't do it. And by the way, if you look earlier, where is this? Reish Pechas, if kind of Gimel, it says if you're really stuffed, it's painful to eat. It's ki'ilu a chet on Shabbos. Now, if it's mamish painful, I should read it. Look at this, because this is very important. This machab is actually very important. We should see it really quick. Reish Pechas Gimel. That's it. Machab says over there, it's hold your place. I want to come back in 1 second. It's Sif Kan Gimel. Machab says, Reish Pechas Sif Beis. Reish Pechas Sif Beis. Right? Yesh Omrim. So this is, by the way, I get this question. One time, they're usually one time shilas, when somebody finds out they have celiac disease, or they find out they have a new allergy, right? Something they develop, something like Fagin. I just have to go with him. He just found out he is allergic to certain things in wheat, so he has to walk to get out of his diet. Sometimes some people become diabetic, like you know. So it's a one time discussion, but it does happen. Or you're grossed out by certain foods. Yesh omrim. If food hurts you, you get sick. Like, if I drink wine with sulfites, I get sick. I get asthmatic from it, okay? I get asthmatic, so I'm not gonna test that out. So Yeshem Shemaz V'Achila, if it hurts you, Da'az Onek Hu Shelo Yoichal. It's Onek to not eat. You're gonna get sick by it. You're gonna get sick. Lo Yoichal. And on this, the Tzif Kanan Gimel, it says, K'mak Karav L'Isra Achila. It's forbidden. It's gonna hurt you. And he says, what does he see? See Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Aleph. That's our thing about Shalosh Shuddis. So, by the way, and also, if something's distasteful, people ask at my table, do I have to eat fish? I have to eat fish. If you don't like fish, you don't need to eat fish. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. It's only if you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, there's big ideas to eat fish on Shabbos, not for right now. But you don't have to. If you don't like something, so with Shalosh Shuddis, if you get to the point where you're going to throw up, not only can't, at that point, not only can't you do it because you didn't have advanced planning, could be an Avera. It's painful for you to eat in that case. And Dalet, Liten Mako, Din Lo Ken, right? If you don't save space, sometimes it'd be Achila Gasa. It's an Achila Gasa and you won't get the mitzvah. It's like you're not eating. So a person has to be careful to have advanced planning. What do you have to eat? Okay, Shalosh Shuddis, what's the chiv? What do you got to eat? So if you look at Reish, Simsim and Reish Tadi Aleph, Sif Hey. Actually, let's start with Sif Dalad. I'm going to read this quick. You got it? Dalad. Ain Sarach Lakaz with Shalosh Shuddis. You don't have to make Kiddush Shalosh Shuddis. Why don't you make Kiddush Shalosh Shuddis? You made it already sanctified that day already, right? Aval Tzarech Liv Tzosh Tekir Karas. You got to have Lecha Mishnah. Okay. The minig is not to cover it. There are opinions that you should cover it, but the minig is not. Because why is the minig not? Because you're missing. You're not kish. Even though there's some, even though there's another reason of the mon, and that's why some say you should cover it. Second reason, but since it's only one reason, the minig in most ways is not right. We also cover the mon. That's why we cover top and bottom also, and that's why some people cover. I'm careful, blue leather. My custom is I have my chalas covered. Until I make after Hamotze. So I cut it, keep the color cover on. It's only Kiddush. I don't have to cover it anymore. I can take the cover off. Some people, this is fine. It's a Menhagim. Some people, they make Kiddush. They make the little cut in the challah, and they don't recover it. They just hold the challah, and they make Hamotze. Because you already made Kiddush. Why do you have to be covered? If it's because of the month, though, you'll keep it covered for the whole time. Okay? So you don't have to make Kiddush.
For the money, this is with the Shlishit also, then.
As I said, yeah, some people are... So, if you want to know why I do what I do, so I'll tell you very briefly, because I have Kiddush, but so I'm already covering it, so I keep the month's thing by the second meal. I don't uncover it at that point. But Shalosh Shuddis, the minig is not to, because it's just the month. That's what I do, and many people don't. And many people don't. That's not a hard iron rule. Anytime you wash, says the Ramon Shabbos, you gotta have Lecha Mishnah. And he says, at least by Lecha Mishnah, at least if you don't have two rolls, have one Kikar Shalom by Shalosh Shuddis. And he said, some people are makel to have only one. He says, but no, you should be Makber to take two. I'm not going to go into this Ramah. I'll go find Shtikars. Then he says, Sif Hei, this is what I wanted to do. Sarach La Soysim Pasi, you gotta wash. Says the Mechaber, first opinion, you gotta wash. But we're not done! Yeshamrim. Shiyachal asay so. No, you can go ahead and do it. But komachal asay, anything, so this is for the obligation, this machlaikis is what the obligation is, you can go ahead and do. Me'echar mechameshes, meaning dagan. As long as it has wheat, spelt, oats, cookies, cake, even, doesn't say even pasta, b'chara. You would be yotze. V'yei shomrim, shiyachol asosiv v'dvar m'shem alafdim b'ham apas. You could go and bust with dogim. You could sell, a third opinion is you can have even fish and meat. Avaloa peres, you can't afford it. Fruit is not good enough. The fourth opinion, yei shomrim, da'afil v'peres yachol asosiv, usvari shayna is ikar. Says the mechaber. You're the mechaber? The main opinion is bread. Svari shayna im ikar. Unless you are very false, so Or, for example, says the Rambam, you can't eat bread like Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. You can't wash that later in the day. If the first night of Pesach is Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, you can't wash anymore. Why can't you wash? Because Chametz is Aser, and there's a Gezer Nati Matzah on Erev Pesach. So you're stuck. When you learn Simen, Tufman, Dalid, you'll see there's multiple opinions what you should do over there. Al Kopanim, you see over here, the Chaber says you should wash. That's the first thing. Unless, for whatever reason, you can't, you just can't eat. The Chavetz Chaim says, Sarach Losipas, where do you see this? Came in the Ophir, Shalosh Sudas, Mishalos Pamim. And it says Hayom, by the Mon. Well, Hayom by Mon, right, means Pas. Well, the Mon's talking about Pas. Who says that? The Yireim says that, or Eliezer and Metz, who's one of the Gedolei Rishonim. The Ritva says it also. I found the Ritva on the Gemara over here. The Ritva says, that it says Hayom three times. Pirsha Kas Rachmana Tlas Hayom, it says three times. Limas Oshash Sudas. They came on the Ken Shramana the Kulu Kihadadi Ninu. They're all, it's Shalosh Sudas, they're all Sudas. By the way, what's a Suda? You think a Suda is a bunch of some fish? Some gefilte fish? Especially with that canned stuff. Right? You think that's a Suda? Do you ever eat a Suda? I'm going to go out to eat a piece of a herring. That's a Suda. Shalosh Sudas. Two meals and herring. that's what a Suda says. The Ritva. They're all three Sudas. Three Sudas. The Ba'i Pas. Levtsoya. Al Shteki Karas. And they break Lechem Mishnah. To Lo Kaman. And not like those who say Shalosh Sudas is B'minei Targima. You can just have light foods. You can have fish or meat. It's not true. The Afshalish is Zeichelaman. The third meal is also Zeichelaman. And the Mechilta said that they were given man for Shalosh Shudas. And the Gemara, the Braisa says here, Shalosh Shudas is a Chiv. So says the Ritva, not this way. Says the Ritva, not this way. The Mishnah Berura says on the second opinion, you can even have cookies and cake and pastas. He points already over there. Ulekuli alma, lemitzah min hamufkar bepas. Everyone holds. If you want to do Shalosh Shudas in the best way, correctly, you should have bread and shteki karas with two things. El de plige, and he quotes over here that the machlokes is what you're yotze with bidi eved. If you don't have it, or you're really full, or you're painful, or you're visiting your in-laws and. And you're at their mercy, whatever it may be. The whole Bach is behaving. Who does he quote? The Mishnah or the Bach? What is the Bach? Like, listen to this Bach. Who's the Bach? Shiran, did you know the Bach in Israel?
Unfortunately.
Did you know the Bach in Be'er Sheva? No? Gotta talk to the education ministry over there. It'll be all circus.
Probably.
Good, they says you have to learn the Bach. Actually, the Bach was a Yol circus. He was the Rav of Krakow in the 17th century. His son-in-law, early 17th, was a Taz, David Halevi. He was the Rav of where? Anyone know? Give you a free home in Tashin. I have so many to give away. Right? Or is it? It was a Rav in Lemberg, in Lvov. Right? Says the Bach. Yesh Omrim. The Bach says, the Chaber brings four opinions, right? So right, the Torah brings his four opinions down. So he says, on this opinion of me, Targima, you can have other things. He says, I don't get it. How is it that you can have not bread? Halobi Yushalmi, the Talmud Yushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, Uve Mechelta, and the Mechelta, Amru, right? They both say explicitly, the Besuda Gimel, Shalosh Shudas, Sarech, Lepachas, Kikarecha. You have to have at least one loaf. V'yesh Liyashiv. And he said, the Bach's going to try to answer. For sure you got to have bread. The whole Braisa is talking about Omer, the man. And the man came, and we have shtig as Hayom is by the bread. That's how we learn all the meals on Shabbos by. Right? That's a Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah. That's the whole idea. It's from that Pasuk. Right? Vaday Kikashalam, the Mashmah, the Kisa Omer. El Di'im Lo Sar Belechem. Yotze, if you don't have bread, you can. You're yotze, b'di eved. You're yotze, b'mini targima, b'di eved. The kevah the kvarsad su the gemor b'shachras. Since you already had a full meal in the morning, which is ikker. Shuvin tach lechem lefaras erev. Ki yaspek. He says you can rely on the fact the Amina Targima, and I'll take the place of Lechem. Like you're very full, that you can have. It's like you can have a kibetza, the part of the gamre. So he says, and then he says, by the way, if you have a choice between fish and meat or fruit, you could have fish and meat. And if you have a choice between them, you should have mezuzah. So he says, b'di'eved, it's a machlokes, but b'di'eved, there are opinions that hold you can have it. The first opinion holds, even b'di'eved, you can only have pas. Now,
well, question. Yeah. Because before we read that Ram said that some people were in the time of Nachman, I think, were not washing.
Right.
And that's why you had the...
That's right, it's a tasty. I actually get this reward because I wash.
Right, so, but it is different. So, according to Ram, we could have without washing.
According to...
Ram.
No, so that's what he said, that his reward was... Who's Ram? Who's Ram? The Bach?
No. According to Rabbeinu Tam,
he's saying that people weren't careful. That's what Rabbeinu Nachman was. So you want to say, you want to learn from Rabbeinu Tam that Dibur Machlo Shema, that you can learn the Rabbeinu Tam in a few ways, to be honest. Mm-hmm. What is he saying that that's why you can see like the Mefarshim are going, what Rabbeinu Tam means. Either you can say, like the Chidah says, that they weren't careful in washing, he was washing. So you see that, but you can see that he felt that it was critical. But these are diukim. Mm-hmm. The Bach starting point is the mechilta, and Yerushalmi seems to say explicitly you got to wash. And yet there are rishonim. Now, you know, if you look at the rishonim over here, the opinion. Let me just tell you who this is. Who says that you can? If you look at it over here, who says you can have minim targima? That I mean, you can have other mezonos. That is the Rosh. The Rosh and Sukkah in the name of Tosefta. The opinion that you can have meat and fish is Taisvis, that's right. And the opinion you can have even fruit is the Ran in the 15th hour of Shabbos and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shia Leket. So you have Rishonim saying that Bidi Evid, what the Machaber, what the Bach and the Mishnah were saying is that whole Machlokes is Bidi Evid. Or you Yotze, is it if you can't eat, either you have bad advanced planning, sometimes you don't feel well. Or again, you know, you're stuck. I remember, I told you a story, Joey, Rabbi Felsen, what happened to him, right? I told you a story with his green beans. About 7 years ago.
Oh, he got stuck.
Seven years ago, it was Motzei Shabbos. We were having, a Palo Alto came here for our Avos Habanim, they joined us. It was the last Avos Habanim of the year. And they joined us. This is 8 years ago. And all of a sudden, I was about to go out and I get a knock on my door. I see all the Felsons. They tell me, we're starving. Can we make Havdalah by you? Like, everything okay? What happened? They were going to Oakland for Shabbos. And there was a riot in Oakland. And they couldn't get to their place. The highway got shut down because they closed down the highway. Some riot. So they got stuck. They were forced to check into a motel for Shabbos.
No food.
They had no food. It was literally they got stuck. All they had was a platter of green beans, which they had planned to bring to their hosts. All they had were green beans. And for them and their, I don't know, I think like three or four kids with them, I don't remember. They had all their kids. You know, that's all they had. So it would be an anti-green beans on Shabbos, of course. On Shabbos, of course, there would be. All they had, I think they got, I don't remember if he had one or not. I forget the whole story. Yeah, jokes aside, if that should never happen to anyone here. But sometimes you get stuck. Sometimes you're at a place you don't feel well. So there would be an inyan, but lechatchila, leisman depalag, a person should wash. Now there is an opinion.
That's what I was going to ask you.
If you look at the Magen Avraham, Hilchas Erev Pesach, Tav Mem Dalet. Okay. Now, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos. It's a big problem. So, some say, which is what I do, and you should have two meals that morning. I remember a few years ago, I had to be davened earlier. If I remember correctly, I think it was like 7:30 davening. No speech. I told Fagin, no Mishaberachs. No, there was obviously no Kiddush because it was Erev Pesach. The show was closed. it was a shotgun davening, like they'd have in some, you know, shtiebel somewhere, like, you know, you get home, it was like 9:30 in the morning, you had some time to wash, you had to flush the food down the toilet, the second meal, you had to flush the crumbs down the toilet, because if mama should, the crumbs are chametz, you're eating a roll. I sold all the chametz Friday, so the CEO was going to go in place, I think, like 10:45. What we did is I washed, benched, went for a walk, came back and washed, you know, both by that time, and then flushed it down the toilet, and I watched my kids like a hawk. Some people, the blood pressure would go like that. So they wash once. They do shashos in the afternoon. So some people say you can have knelach. Some people mean it's not have knelach. Or knelachar. Or knelachar.
That's really.
I figured you didn't know. Matzah balls.
Oh, okay.
You know, some say no, you shouldn't have cooked matzah on Erev Pesach. With the minhag is not to have cooked matzah on Erev Pesach. But maybe because it's Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, for Shalshus, you can go ahead and do it. So, and some say fruits are other things. The Magen Avraham brings all his opinions down. And then he says the following thing. He says, this is a tough mem dalad alf. He says, Basar v'dagim. He says, the Ramah says, you've dagim. He says, Im yeshlo basar v'dagim. So it's, you see here what we just said before. If shalshus, you can't eat mezonos. You can't have cooked matzah on Erev Pesach. Kol deis. Right, because you're not supposed to have matzah in Erev Pesach. So, if you have a choice between meat and fish, or fruit, you should have meat and fish. That's better for Shalshulis. And then he says, the Shla quotes a Zayhar, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Haya Oisik B'Torah V'Makam Sar Shalshulis.
There you go.
The Reb Shimon, now, the Magen Avraham does not bring this down in Hilcha Shabbos. The Magen Avraham does not bring this down in Hilcha Shabbos. He brings this on a certain case, on Erev Pesach, Shechal v'Shabbos. Then he quotes the Maril, says you should have matzah v'shal, you should have kleilach. Okay, so in the middle of this, the Magen Avraham quotes this Zohar. Now Lamaisa, the Gra paskens the Zohar, but not because of the Zohar. The Gra paskens like this because he learns out from the Gemara that there's a p'tur of Shal Shudis on Erev Pesach. He looks like Yom Kippur. What are you doing Yom Kippur? Shabbos followed Yom Kippur recently. You remember that? Will happen if you forgot it. It will happen this year. Okay, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos this year. Okay, did you wash Rosh Hashanah? Did anyone wash? I hope not. You'll be encouraged. I'm saying, you know. So the Gra and the Rosh Hashanah say, yeah, this from Shimon Yochai. The Kaf HaChaim has the whole thing. The Shimon Yochai, his Sheamus and Zohar is Ki'ilu Yehi Shabbos. That's what he wants to say. But to go ahead and rely on this Reb Shimon, first of all, who in the world is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Over here, he's learning the Merkava, okay? Anyone learning Merkava? But besides that, it's not brought in Hilcha Shabbos. It's not brought in Hilcha Shabbos. It's this. The Magen Avraham doesn't bring this here. The Mishnah Chavetz Chaim doesn't bring that. On the contrary, all they say is be careful, be careful, be careful. And even if you want to tell me that you can apply that, which I don't, you show me someone who says this in a regular Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. I'll read this again. The Gemara says it's a chiyuv. You're allowed to go ahead and say I'm going to learn Torah. And not. You think a Raya, the Magen Avraham says on Hilchos Erev Pesach, where you're stuck. Your mom is stuck. And the Gra learns that from like a different source. That's where they're coming from. Like, really, in Erev Pesach anyways. It's like Yom Kippur, Ki'ilo. You're not Mechuyov. Right? I get it. So for those who want, find me someone who says in Hilchos Shabbos. On regular Shabbos. Find me how you learn the sugi here. You're being a rot. And the same people who do nothing in the Zohar. I'm telling you, you know what the Zohar says? You can't shave. Check your own the Zohar. Zohar says you wait 6 hours between milk and meat. All of a sudden, there's a Zohar. There's a Zohar, which the Magen Avraham quotes. The Magen Avraham quotes in, you know, the Zohar says you should sleep with her, you know, the Rizal. You should sleep with your sisters every night. I'll give you a lot of Zohars. You want to talk Zohars? I've not seen it once or twice. All of a sudden, they're Kabbalists. They're going to learn. It's not in a halachic sefer. And Magen Avraham quotes in one place. You know, I show you Gemara, it's the Chiyuv Gomer. The Bar Halacha doesn't quote the Zohar. He says, you have to give the person staka. for it. You know, don't say, you go learn. Yeah, learning. You can be Yaitzish Allah Shudis. No, you'll be okay. Right? Very schwer. Very, very schwer to go ahead and say that you can learn. Again, I low re-easy. I never saw any of my teachers do this. I never saw anyone bring this down but for Erev Pesach. And I actually asked Rabbi Maimon, did he ever see this? He said he never saw it. I said a couple of people, never saw such a thing. Right? Never saw such a thing. When do you wash? We'll do this very briefly. And Reish Sadi Aleph Beis, it's just no gay to Reish Sadi Aleph Beis, the Machaber says, Echanashim Chayevim, one second. Zmana, when shall Shudis? Mishiegia Zman HaMincha. You can't do Shalosh Shudis before Mincha. Now you're going to ask me what I do Erev Pesach, right? That's Nishut Pashut, right? So that's why there are those who don't like that. Because that's not really Shalosh Shudis, and the din of Shalosh Shudis, right? For those who, it's not because they're when the Yavit says to eat Kneilach later in the day, or the Maril says to eat Kneilach, the Maril had much more Yir Shamayim than me or anyone in this generation. If he thought he would wash earlier in the day, he would do it. But why didn't he do that? Because of this. Because Mizmana, Mishigi, Mizmana, Mincha. Really, Shalosh Shudis starts. Dahanu Sheish Shalosh Semech. It's about 6.5 hours into the day onwards. Avim Asa Kol Lachen, if you do it beforehand. Lo Kiyem Et Shalosh Shudis. You don't have a Mekayim of Shalosh Shudis. Yeish Omrim. Then he... So if you eat it a suda shlishis kolim chatzais, and it goes on your yad sadako parim achal bezana. Right, hold on one second. Then he talks about some people say differently on that. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, yud, why from mincha onwards? He says really you shouldn't eat until you daven. You should daven mincha first. You should why mincha then shalosh shudis? Really. You can come to the shul every Friday afternoon. Shabbos is, you know, especially in the summer, Shalosh Shudis, you can have a Shalosh Shudis and shul before Mincha. Why is it after Mincha? Says the Chatzai Prakti, Halacha. Daven, then eat. It's not to delay Shalosh Shudis. It's daven, and then eat. V'chen logim lechatkila, we go ahead and have Shalosh Shudis before Mincha. But he says, Vade min hadin, you can be yoytze Shalosh Shudis before Mincha. So when do we do that? Well, we do that when Yom Tov, not Pesach, we've had this multiple times. Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. Sukkos is Motzei Shabbos, right? Or even Sukkos is the first day of Sukkos is on Shabbos. The second day of Sukkos is on, right? You know, happens also. Mm-hmm. So I always say eat Shalosh Shudis at home, and you do it before Mincha.
Like Megillah.
Like we do for Megillah, you should eat it. Well, here we daven Mincha early. But there, we do Mincha and Maariv and Shul later, so you eat it beforehand. Because you have to eat Shalosh Shudis before the 9.5 hour. Because it's Erev Yom Tov now. Mm-hmm. So there you have to start Shalosh Shudis after the 6.5 hour and eat it before the 9.5 hour because you're not allowed to wash so close to Shabbos or Yom Tov. You're not, poor halacha, you're not supposed to wash at the end of the day.
Do you ever get to eat lunch before the 6.5 hour?
Lunch before Chatzos? So the Bach says that you should wash. I had a friend who was very careful to wash. When I was in Rebbe in camp, you know, anyone remember Willig? Is it Rosh Hashiva in YU? Mordechai Willig? So his son was in Rebbeim in Camp Maganov together. So in camp, they'd have a Kiddush, like 10:30, and lunch. I don't know why you sleep at camp. It was lunch like 1:30 Shabbos day because it's summer. It's a long day. And in the Catskills, a long day. He had lunch at 1:30. Well, it was after Chatzos. So he, whenever he made Kiddush, he would wash. It was before Musaf. Okay? Before Musaf. They had a Kiddush. Before they have learning. And before Musaf. Another camp, whatever it is. Go figure. He would wash and have a minimal Suda. Because the Bach holds that you should have the Ikra Lachaza. You don't have to. But the Bach's Machbid about that. And there are those who are scrupulous. To do that. So if that would be the case,
you have to make Kiddush
because of fasting. because of fasting. I fast half a day. That's not because of the Suda. That's because you can't fast.
You do? You have to make Kiddush for Chatzos?
No, you make Kiddush for Chatzos because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos.
We do it.
Always, yeah. always. Yeah. Never not. Never not. Never. No. Never. That's not true. If you hang out here for a Kiddush for an hour, you'll miss Chatzos. In the winter, you'll miss Chatzos to wash. Summer, you always make. I mean, you have to hang out here for a really long time. Chatzos now is like, you know, one and change, you know. But in the winter, when it's like 12, if you stay for Kiddush and you schmooze, you know, 12 and change, I think like the earliest Chatzos gets like 12 or 4 or 5, something like that. But even then, if you have a coffee, you're not fasting. I mean, if you drink before davening, you're not fasting. It's just, okay, just very briefly, and it's like a tchil maksha, it can make you before mincha. And reish tzadi tes, this is, and I mentioned this last year, but it's good that people are here just to hear this today. Asa lechol shum davar, or filo lishtay siyana shum ashkum chutzamayim, you can't eat and drink when it gets dark until you make havdalah, you have a chiv havdalah, right? But if you're already eating and drinking while it's in goyd yom, right? You don't have to stop. Says the Mechaber, says the Mishabura, you can't even eat or drink when it's been a shmashas already. This guy walks in, inshallah shudas, all of a sudden makes, wants to make a mitzi, wants to eat a cookie, wants to eat fish, inshallah shudas, once it's been a shmashas, nothing doing. If it's a separate Isser now, you can't. Once it's not, you have a Shalav Havdalah. You can't eat and drink until your mother. If you start eating and drinking, you can do it.
Can you bench?
You can bench late. No problem. Bench, not a problem. You can even eat late. I told you, the Hasidim, they go on for hours, Pashat hours. I mentioned it with the square. I went to the square Rebbe. They can go on. He says, what's up? Again, I mean?
Ben Shmashot?
Anything. Mekomakamli, de le'in echila shalashudis. This is talking about eating and drinking, period. Rechila shalashudis, says the Mishnah Berurah. Imo ocho mekoidim, bevadei tzarech lecho akhilo achar shkia. Filo l'shar achila imhu tav lecho lishtos. Gam kan lehachmer, until a half hour before tesa kochavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can go up to a half hour before it says, so depends what you hold tzeitzis, and in the rabbanon, so if you hold 50 minutes, so it's 20 minutes after shkia. If you hold, it's 40 minutes, like you do by no one's in 50 minutes of a fast day, you know. And so it's 10 minutes approximately. The Chazon Ish was makbid not to wash after shkia, ever. He held it to wash before Shkia, because it's Mechaber.
Are
we all here? Here, we're not there. The Chazon Ish, I saw, I held up to 10 minutes. Ramesha held up to 9 minutes. Now, where is the Chazon Ish coming from? Because we learned this last year. We learned the shears of the Gra and the shear of Benotam, Achokis, the Zmanim, you know, of when we say Shema, and I was showing you how Benotam comes. Well, for those who don't say Shema like Rabbeinu Tam, you would hold like the Gra. The Gra holds once it's Shkia, right? You're already going into Ben Hashmashas, right? Ben Hashmashas starts right away. The Gra's Zman is very quick. So, the Chazon Ish was the Gronik. He's very macro on the Gra. So if you hold like the Gra, once it gets after Shkia, you're already getting into Ben Hashmashas, right? So the Chazon Ish was macro. Ramesha has a different Shiurim. He holds 9 minutes. I discussed this last year. So up to according to Ramosha, you have to 9 minutes. Just to sum up, it's a braisa, is a chiv. It's a machlokes, is a chiv deraisa, or deraman. It's a for sure a chiv. The Gemara talks tremendous praises. Praises where you don't find on other things. Kafachaim explains because it shows that all your meals in Shabbos are the covered Shabbos. It really shows that your Shabbos is for the sake of Shabbos. That Shashuris is the one that it shows the meal that you're not just eating in the morning for your stomach, but you're eating for Hashem. Your owning Shabbos is really owning Shabbos. It's not owning my belly button. It's not, you know, it's owning Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. You gotta plan ahead. There are opinions, and Rav Nachman, of course, gave the three opinions. There are opinions that you can bidi eved have less, and that appears to be better something than nothing. L'chatchila, one should wash, and l'chatchila, one has to wash after the 6.5 hour on Shabbos, preferably after Mincha. And the latest one should wash, we live in the world of America, is really 9 minutes after Shkia. 9 minutes after Shkia, preferably before Shkia, to get out of any doubt, but at least within 9 minutes after Shkia. If for some reason a person went after 9 minutes after Shkia, I would still tell them to wash, especially if they use later Zmanim, but it's not Pashat at that point. It could be already a Chiyuv Havdalah. I'm just going to go back to the Aruch HaShulchan, and I'll end here. And again, for those who rely on that Magen Avraham, but who's quoting a Shlach, which is a Zohar, which is only by Hilchas Pesachim, it's not brought at all. And if you hear some tzaddik or whatever who does that, I would not judge them, but I would look at yourself. Okay, you look at yourself and see what is Hashem telling you. But I just get the Aruch HaShulchan, who liked learning Torah, by the way. Who was a big believer in the Schuss of Talmud Torah, certainly didn't waste his time in life, right? Zar me'oilikam shalshosh was the words of the Mechaber. Quotes again all the brachas that a person gets. See from Gehenim, Gogol Magog, Chalim Mashiach, the Dvarim Gedolim v'Noroyim, Tfilim v'Gimel Sudas, great and awesome things to Shus, Mavarim b'Zehar, and these things are also brought in Zehar. Hold there.